Ever wonder what actually makes for like a good quality of life? Forget those picture-perfect magazine articles. We're diving deep into the real deal with Sylvie's story.
Yeah, what's really interesting about Sylvie's experience is how it shows just how complex this whole idea of well-being is, you know? Like, it's not just one thing, it's a whole bunch of stuff, both inside and outside, all kind of tangled up.
Totally. And Frank, he's the community leader, really got everyone thinking when he was like, okay, enough with the vague definitions. Let's hear what quality of life actually means to you. What does it look like? And Sylvie, she's living and working in France. She really brought it home.
It's super interesting, her situation, right? Because she's working remotely, but for a German company. So that adds a whole other layer to that work-life balance thing everyone's always talking about.
The first thing that hit me was how Sylvie, she's got her priorities straight.
Yeah.
She makes time for exercise, even squeezes in a run before work. Like, who does that?
Right. It just shows how flexible work, when it actually works, can make a real difference. Having that extra time, not being stuck in traffic, especially with the border being closed. It all adds up, contributes to her quality of life.
And it's funny how her daughter's view on it shows just how much things are changing, that she can't even imagine everyone not having the option to work remotely. It's like a whole new world for that generation.
Totally. But Sylvie, she doesn't sugarcoat it, She's honest about how it's not always perfect. She actually prefers that hybrid model where she gets some face-to-face time too.
Yeah, that seems to be the sweet spot for a lot of people, that balance between being home and being in the office.
And speaking of balance, when Sylvie talks about her new director, it really highlights that whole job insecurity thing that's always looming, no matter what's going on in the world.
Yeah, it's like that comfy work from home setup suddenly felt, I don't know, a little less stable.
And this is where Sylvie's dedication to those language skills, it really pays off, you know?
You mean because she speaks German fluently?
Exactly. She's one of the few who can talk to their German, Swiss, you name it, customer base. And that's huge, especially when things are uncertain.
It's like a superpower in the job market. Even with that, she mentioned being worried about finding a new job, especially as she gets closer to 50.
It's brave of her to be so open about that, about facing ageism. Makes her story even more relatable. But hey, can we switch gears for a sec and talk about where she lives? This village she describes, it sounds idyllic.
Right, like something out of a movie. Close community, a bustling village market, a tennis club, even a Mühlfried's dinner. Would even I ask that?
It sounds delicious, that's for sure. But her description, it just highlights how important those social connections are. Feeling like you belong, there's tons of research that shows those ties, they boost happiness and life satisfaction.
Sylvie is living proof. But she's also real about it,
Yeah.
It's not all sunshine and roses, even in a picturesque village.
And that's where it gets interesting, right? Because she's got family stuff, community events, like this telethon thing coming up, even house renovations. So it's not like just because you live in a pretty place, life stops being, well,
It's
life.
like those complexities, they follow you wherever you go.
Exactly. And Sylvie, she's upfront about how busy she is, which makes her insights even more valuable. It's not about some perfect balance that doesn't exist. It's about dealing with the chaos, but intentionally, you know?
So how does she do it? Juggle it all? Does she have a secret system?
From the sounds of it, she's really good at making choices and sticking to them. Like she talked about how those morning runs, those are her time, no
It's the
matter what.
setting those boundaries.
Right.
Even when things are crazy, you got to take care of yourself.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be a big, elaborate thing. Even just a little bit of time for something you enjoy can make a huge difference.
Sylvie also gave us a glimpse into her family life, which, let's be honest, is so relatable, it hurts.
It seems like no matter where you live, even in a charming French village, getting teenagers to help around the house is a universal struggle.
Tell me about it. That whole, but I did it last week line. Classic.
Yeah.
And then there's the constant desire for the latest iPhone.
Oh, yeah, that opens up a whole other can of worms, right? Consumerism, generational differences, what it means to be happy and successful, it's a lot. Sylvie mentioned how advertising and social media, they definitely influence her daughter's wants, which I think a lot of parents can relate to these days.
Trying to find that balance between letting your kids make their own choices, but also like teaching them about money and not always needing the newest thing. It's tough.
No kidding. Sylvie mentioned that her daughters are earning their own money now, holiday jobs, saving Christmas money. So it sounds like she's doing something right in terms of financial responsibility.
I love that she encourages them to make their own decisions about money, even if it means waiting a bit longer for that new iPhone.
It shows a lot about her parenting, giving her kids that independence. But there's a big piece of Sylvie's story that really changed how she sees things, how she defines what a good life even means.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. Tell me more.
A few years back, Sylvie faced a huge challenge. She battled cancer.
Wow, that really puts things into perspective.
It does. And the amazing thing is, as hard as that experience was, it actually led to some really positive changes in her life.
Like what?
Well, for one, it brought her family even closer. They were there for her, supporting her, stepping up to help out at home. It just goes to show you the power of family, especially during tough times.
There's something so heartwarming about that, a family coming together like that.
Absolutely. And for Sylvie, it made her rethink what was truly important. She found a new appreciation for the simple things and ended up redefining what happiness meant for her.
That's what I love about these deep dives. We uncover these incredible insights, these nuggets of wisdom, and get to share them with everyone. So how did Sylvie's definition of happiness change?
She realized that true happiness, it wasn't about having a lot of stuff or achieving some big goal. It was about inner peace, strong relationships, and feeling secure.
That's powerful. In a world where we're constantly told that happiness is about buying more things and being more successful, Sylvie's story is a breath of fresh air. It really makes you think, you know?
Yeah.
Happiness not being about stuff or achievements, but those deeper things.
It's a message that really hits home, especially these days with everyone pushing for more, more, more.
Totally. And what I find really inspiring is how Sylvie, she's not just talking about it, she's actually living it. She's made real changes in her life.
That's what makes it so powerful, right? It's not just theory, it's her reality. She's living proof that you can find contentment, even when life throws curveballs.
And she's honest about still feeling overwhelmed sometimes, right?
Wow.
With work and family and everything going on in the village.
And that's where her way of dealing with stress gets interesting. Instead of pretending it's not there, she acknowledges it. Like, yep, this is stressful, but she doesn't let it take over.
Important difference. It's not about pretending everything's perfect. It's about knowing how to handle it when it's not.
Exactly. Sylvie's got those self-care routines built in, like those morning runs we talked about. Those are sacred, her time, no matter what.
That's so important, carving out that time for yourself, even when it feels like there's no time for anything.
It's about prioritizing. Even a little bit can go a long way. And it's not just about the exercise, right? It's the mental clarity, the emotional reset that comes with it. At least that's what she said.
It's about finding what works for you, what makes you feel good, inside and out. And for Sylvie, it seems like being part of her community, that's a big part of it too.
All those events, the market, the dinners, even that telethon thing, it might seem like a lot to some people, but for her, it's connection, it's joy.
It's about being part of something bigger than yourself, sharing experiences, making memories.
Research backs that up, you know? Strong social connections, they're key for happiness and well-being. And Sylvie, she seems to have that down pat.
Her story reminds us that a good life, it's not just about what we do for ourselves. It's about the connections we have with others.
Mm.
But what about those times when stress does creep in, inevitably? How does she stay so positive?
Sylvie's got this amazing ability to reframe things, to see them differently.
What do you mean?
She doesn't look at stress as always a bad thing. For her, it can be a sign that she's living fully, pushing herself, going after what matters.
So it's like changing your perspective on stress, seeing it as a potential positive, not just a negative.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that a little stress, within reason, can be part of a life well lived.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. Sylvie's story is proof that our mindset, how we see things, can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
But what else contributes to her resilience? What's her secret? It's amazing how she can just shift her perspective like that. So it's mindset, but there's got to be more, right? What else makes her so resilient?
One thing that really stands out is her, like, relentless positivity and gratitude. Even when things are tough, she makes a point of focusing on the good stuff.
Finding that silver lining, right?
Exactly. Her family, her community, her health. She doesn't take those things for granted. And that gratitude, it probably helps a lot when she's dealing with challenges.
It's true. We always have a choice in how we see things.
And that choice, that shift in thinking, it can make all the difference in the world. Sylvie's story just shows that a good life, it's not about being perfect or happy all the time.
It's about embracing it all. The good and the bad, the messy and the beautiful.
Exactly. Finding those moments of joy in everyday life, the connections, the challenges we overcome. That's what it's all about.
Sylvie's story has been so eye-opening, you know. It's amazing what we can learn from someone's real life experiences.
It reminds us that we have more power than we think when it comes to our own well-being. We can choose to focus on the positive, to be grateful, to cultivate the things that bring us joy.
It's a hopeful message. As we wrap up this deep dive into Sylvie's world, what's the one thing you hope listeners take away from it?
I hope it inspires people to really think about their own lives. What brings them joy? What truly matters?
It's about taking charge of our own happiness, making choices that align with what we value.
Absolutely. What brings you joy? What steps can you take, like starting today, to bring more of that into your life?
Those are definitely questions worth asking. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.